I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner, and in this episode I'm going to review a softball book. But before I start that, here's a quick follow-up to the last show. Remember I told you I paid $5 at a flea market for an antique bat, one of the very early composites? It was an Easton SJ2, and I'm guessing it first appeared in the mid or late 1980s. The bat looks great. A black, one-piece bat that looks a lot like a Mike and Freak. Fantastic. That is, until I hit a ball with it. First, if it has a sweet spot, I wasn't able to find it. The bat vibrated and stung my hands every time I hit the ball. Had a horrible ping sound, and it had no distance. I'd go with a wooden bat, or a hammer, or cyclone before I'd use this one in a game. So, anybody want to buy a piece of history to hang on their trophy wall? Okay, back to today's show. The book is called Fast and Slow Pitch Softball, and it came out in 1990, but was reissued in 1995. The authors are Mario Pagnoni and Gerald Robinson. Pagnoni has since moved on from softball and is now one of the world's foremost authorities on bocce ball. Robinson is, or was, an English teacher, a longtime ASA umpire, and a writer for the Boston Globe. I've seen two covers for this book, the one pictured in my show notes, and one with a brown cover and the word Spalding in big letters. The book is typical large paperback size, 5 1/4 by 8 1/4 inches. It has 239 well-packed pages. First, the bad news. There's a lot of discussion of fast-pitch softball. Let's face it, there's a lot to cover about a game that allows bunting, leading off base, and stealing. Second, much of the book is written for coaches and managers of youth teams. And third, this book doesn't discuss the different bats available, but even if it did, it was written 22 years ago, and so the bat information would be outdated anyway. Now the good news. Even considering the chapters that don't concern us adult slow-pitch folks, this book is still a solid read for the slow-pitch player, manager, and coach. Here are the chapter titles. Physical Conditioning for Softball. Hitting. Throwing. Fielding. Positional Play. Base Running. Fast pitch pitching, slow pitch pitching, running an efficient softball practice, team defense, offensive strategy, and coaching a youth league team. It also has an appendix which includes a brief history of softball and some nice articles on fundraising, putting your team together, and how to keep a scorecard. Take out what you don't need, the fast pitch stuff, the coaching youth teams chapter, and you've still got a lot of material left that you can use. This book covers all the fundamentals and covers them well. It's well written with lots of photos. I've seen bigger books that don't give you as much usable information as this one, and I've seen books devoted to slow pitch only that don't cover slow pitch as well as this book does. I especially like the parts about fundraising for your team, keeping your scorebook, and throwing the ball properly. By the way, if you think your team is beyond needing any reminders about fundamentals, I'd say think again. Even seasoned teams seem to have a player or two who either forgets or doesn't know what to do in defensive situations. Just last night, one of the guys on my team, a doctor no less, broke for second base on a called infield fly and was out by a mile. He didn't know he didn't have to run. Okay, back to the book. The price is right, too. Would you believe 1 cent? That's right, you can buy it on Amazon for a penny. The catch is you pay another $3.99 for shipping. But still, I think you're more than getting your money's worth for $4 total. Thanks for listening, and you can check out my articles on pitching, hitting, and coaching at slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.